Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Mem Beis, Nida 42, and today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the law about when exactly the fetus is considered to be born, and our Gemara is of the position so far at this point in our Gemara, we're going to be discussing it, that the fetus is considered to be born once it has reached the Beit HaChitzon, which is usually defined as like the vaginal area, that is going to be considered the birth. So the Gemara says the following story: there was once a person who came in front of Rava, and he said the following to Rava. He said to him, "Mahu l'mimhal b'shabta." He said, Can we do a bris milah? Can we do a circumcision on Shabbos? Is this permitted or not? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said, of course, Shapir Dami, of course you can do a circumcision on Shabbos, because we have a principle based upon the Gemara in Shabbos 132a. The Gemara there discusses explicitly that milah bismana, that bris milah on the eighth day, does push off the Shabbos. And so therefore, of course, you're allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos. Basar did not fuck, but after this person left, Amar Rava, wait. Rava said to himself, wait a second. He says, do you really think that this guy didn't know? This person who came and asked him, doesn't he know? Of course, everybody knows the law that you're allowed to do a circumcision on Shabbos. Of course he knew that. It's known. So therefore, he said, he must have had a different question in mind. And he said, I really didn't analyze his question well enough. And so Rava ran after him. Before we go to Rava running after him, this idea that when somebody comes and asks the question to the rabbi really has to hear the question behind the question. So this reminds me of the story with the Brisker Rav, that one time, I think it was with the Brisker Rav, that one time he was asked a question about whether or not a person came to him, and whether or not a person is able to fulfill the mitzvah of the four cups of wine on Pesach with milk. And so as soon as he heard this, he went and he said to his son, immediately give this person tzedakah, give this person charity, because he says it's an indication, if he's asking if you could fulfill the mitzvah with four cups of milk instead of four cups of wine, that's an indication that he couldn't afford to have the seder with meat. And so therefore he ran to give him money for meat. This was obviously in the days before veganism became so popular. But the point is that a person needs to hear the question behind the question. The rabbi, and also all of us in life, we need to hear the question behind the question. So Rava ran after this person. Azal Basre ran after him, and he said, "V'amrlei, Emily, easy. Tell me then, Gufa de'uvda hechava. Tell me what your question was really about." So he said to him, "Amrlei shamis vlad the tzavis apayin demalei shavta." He says, "Actually, what I was doing was I heard the baby, the fetus, which was in the womb still, I heard the fetus screaming from the womb while it was still the Friday afternoon. V'lois yalad ad Shabbos, but the baby wasn't born until Shabbos. The baby didn't exit the womb until Shabbos. And so therefore I asked the question, under those circumstances, whether or not a person is allowed to circumcise on Shabbos." So Rava heard this. He says, "Amrlei, hi, hotzi rosha chutzul prozorhu. This fetus, when the fetus was screaming, certainly the fetus had pushed his head in this case, outside of the prozdor, outside of here too. What does exactly the prozdor mean in Beis HaChitzon? It's obviously the outer areas of the woman, and so therefore it must have been that the baby was born. And so therefore, under those circumstances, it's like the baby was born on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, we have a principle, since the baby was born on the eve of Friday, says Rava, v'ave mila shelo bezmana. So to circumcise on the eighth day would be a circumcision not in the proper time. Kol mila shelo bezmana imachalon asa Shabbos. Any circumcision that's not in the proper time, we don't violate the Shabbos for. And so therefore, under these circumstances, the circumcision cannot take place on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch rules that if a woman was in labor, and so under those circumstances, if the woman is actually in labor and the baby starts crying and you hear the baby crying during the childbirth, then even though the baby actually comes out after Shabbos or after nightfall, you start counting the time when the baby is born from the time you hear the cry. However, this is not always the case, because the Ravya rules, the Ravya living in medieval Germany, he discusses, Rabbi Elazar ben Yoel Levi, he discusses about the following circumstance which his father was asked. His father was asked, his father Rabbi Yoel Levi was asked about a woman who was pregnant, and he said under these circumstances that what was happening, she was lying on her bed on Wednesday night, and when she was lying on her bed, she heard the baby crying, and she got so afraid, and she checked her midsection, and she felt that the baby's head was in exactly the normal place, and she wasn't feeling any childbirth. And this was on the Wednesday night, and then the next day during the day, she didn't feel any labor. Then the next night, on Thursday night, indeed she gave birth, and she gave birth to a boy. And so the rabbi was asked, do we count the day of the birth from when we first heard the cry, which would have been Wednesday night, or do we count from when the child came out of the womb, which would have been Thursday? And so the Rav said that even though we have our case from our Gemara, which is that we start from the time when the child starts to cry, he says, no, we don't do that under this circumstance. And the reason is because there's a distinction, because under those circumstances, the woman was in labor. And in the case of our Gemara, the woman was in labor. And that's when we say the cry matters. But if the woman's not in labor, then under that circumstance, he said, we don't follow the cry. Under that circumstance, we follow when the baby comes out. And so therefore he counted for the bris under that circumstance from the day of Thursday and not from Wednesday, which was the day that the baby came out, and not from the cry of the baby.